Hey there, welcome to Broadcast to Post. I'm Jeff Sengpiel, CTO at Keycode Media. This is the show where we interview leaders and experts in the AV, broadcast, and post-production spaces. We're giving you the inside tips to grow your media workflows and business today. All right, everybody. I'm Jeff Sengpiel, CTO here at Keycode Media. And in our last episode, we discussed the state of NDI with our partners at NewTek, LiveView, and SNS. If you haven't checked out that episode, we're going to include the link below. We had such an incredible response from that first one that it ended up landing us an interview with the new president of NDI, Tarif Sayed. In this interview, we'll hear directly from the person leading the charge with NDI. It's going to be a great interview, so let's get to it. Welcome, Tarif Sayed. You're the new head of NDI. And first of all, congrats on the new role. Let's get started with getting to know you. Tell us about your story, your background, and what led for you to become the new president of NDI.
First, I have to thank you for the State of NDI podcast you did last week. I attended. It was amazing. Nice stories. It's always here to see and hear how people use NDI and how it's changing their workflows and their daily work life. So that's amazing. Thank you. So my name is Tarif. I've been always in the content world since I was, I think the first time I produced piece of content, I was 13 or 14 years old. And I fell in love with creating stories. So I studied film and I was doing documentaries for a while. I even won many awards on a global level. Some of the documentaries were shown in ABC News and CNN and a few other places around the world. I had also this secret passion for technology that started to grow when the whole, you know, we moved from everything used to be hardware to start using file-based stuff and using software in creation. The first time I had my hands on an Adobe Premiere to edit or an Avid Media Composer was like a wow moment. And I fell in love with the technology and I found myself moving slowly to work on technology that's still used by content creators, where I used to be one of them, which is I still consider myself, I'm still one of that community of content creators. And from there, I continued my work. I joined Dolby, working on also live 3D sound mixing tools and live and sound technologies. I worked at Nokia for a while on VR content creation in the early days of VR. And I've been in this domain. And slowly I found myself going toward working on licensing technologies and things. And then NDI was kind of the natural progression of my career, moving from content to technology to licensing. And here I am. I'm doing the three things I like in one place, which is amazing.
Awesome. I've always been curious about the folks who are working behind the curtain on NDI. Can you tell us about the NDI team? Who are these great people behind the scenes working on and maintaining the NDI protocol?
So first, when we want to talk about the team behind it, we have to start always to mention Andrew Koss, who was the main innovator of the technology, who's still our partner and on board of our advisory board as well. And he's the CEO of Grass Valley now. So Andrew was the main innovator of the technology. So in addition to the technology team, we have a few people working on sales, few people on marketing. And now we are, since I joined 3 months ago, we're rebuilding that team, restructuring, changing the way we do things. And simply not because we're not doing well, because we want to scale. And the market is asking us to deliver. And with that smaller team, we couldn't deliver. So now we're adding more structure, growing the team, and also covering all the globe. Because before we had mainly US and a little bit Europe, but now we're looking into supporting all the customers around the world. So it's just an exciting time to be part of the journey at this point.
And that sort of growth, those are good problems to have.
Always.
So we're now 6 years into NDI first being publicly available to the live production community. What do you see as the big accomplishments? Is it going to be the unique use cases, the SDK partners, the customer stories? What do you think you're most proud of?
I'm going to tell you a story, and that will tell you what's the most part we are proud of. I joined in mid-April, and immediately I jumped into NAB. So I was still learning, you know, doing NAB, meeting partners, clients. I was at the booth, and then SVP of technology and CTO of a major broadcaster, one of the top five in the world, came and he said, congrats on a point on your new job. That's great. We use NDI. And he explained to me how it helped them to set up their remote studios and even their guests who participate in their news feeds and from their homes. They set them all up over NDI, and he was explaining how much really it saved cost, money, and simple, and also allowed them to expand their regional access and have newsroom in Abu Dhabi and whatever in, around the world. So I was like, wow, that's amazing for that broadcaster to be using NDI and love it that much. I finished that conversation, and another 21-year-old guy came to me and he said, congratulations. I know your face from the press release about NDI. Can I show you something? And I said, yeah, what do you do? He said, I'm a producer. I do weddings. I do music videos. And I want to show you a use case, something he did. So he built a virtual studio and he liked to do music jamming. So there was six musicians around the world, all using NDI cameras. And he connected them all to his place and they were jamming at the same time and he recorded the session. And he said, this without NDI, this could have not been possible ever. So imagine you one minute you're having a conversation with top five broadcaster in the world telling you what NDI means to them, and to a producer jamming music with his best friends, what NDI did to them. It's phenomenal. I've never seen a technology like that in my life that is used by the top tier producers and by someone maybe even broadcasting their wedding or birthday or whatever, and it does the job for both the same way. Amazing.
So more than ubiquitous, it's exciting across the board.
Yes.
So what do you see are some of the coolest NDI-enabled tools that are coming from the developer partner ecosystem, and how do you see them changing the way people use video in production and AV?
There's a lot I have to pick. If I have 1 hour, I will go through like a long list, but I have 5 minutes. So I'm going to pick a few. So the latest, actually, it's fantastic. Waves Audio, they released an audio mixing tool in the cloud based on NDI. So basically, you can have your audio sources from wherever you want, push them to the cloud, mix up there, and send back. And it's all enabled by NDI. This is an amazing tool. And this is when we're talking about also the use cases. It's not anymore about enabling a physical workflow from in one physical place, but enabling multiple places to talk to each other and to communicate and to do productions remotely. Waves is an amazing one. And there is also Mevo, the camera from Logitech. I don't know if you had a look at it.
I haven't heard of it yet.
It's very small. You can use it for production. You can use it for your podcast. You can use it for anything. Also, it's a very easy to use, nice kind of a cool gadget. I ordered one, but the delivery didn't yet arrive, which is quite annoying.
Sometimes you just want it there faster.
Exactly.
So, Tarif, you've got the best front row seat for all of this NDI innovation. You get to see all the coolness up close. What do you see as next for NDI? Can you give us a tease of some new NDI tools that you're hoping to create or new use cases for the IP video protocol?
So what we do now is we listen. And I said, you know, we meet with everybody in the industry. Your podcast, actually, I copied some questions where people asking and I forwarded them to the product team. So we listen, we hear what's going on and we deliver on that. And what we've been hearing lately is a lot about remote and cloud. So now we're looking into what are the main obstacles and roadblocks for people who want to do remote production, and what are the main problems also when they want to push their production totally to the cloud. And we're focusing a big part of our innovation and innovation team to that area. Because we believe still a lot to do there, still lots of problems to be solved, and we're responsible. So we're taking that on our shoulder to go and fix those problems. So lots of my hours in the morning and in the evening at night, I spend them discussing how we're going to solve problems in the remote production and cloud in general.
So we talked about broadcast, we talked about AV. What are some of the new areas that NDI is beginning to make inroads into in terms of its technology? It does a heck of a lot more than was originally intended to.
Yes, it does. And every day we got a surprise about it. Someone is using it somewhere in a use case that we never heard of. I can give you a few examples. So, you know, when people download the SDK, we get their email and company name. And I sit down sometimes in the middle of the night, I can't sleep. I go and Google those companies, what they do. And the other day we discovered that there are at least 2-3 companies using it in the healthcare, for example, whether telehealth or even in surgery room to broadcast the surgery with ultra low latency to somewhere else to monitor for quality or even for opinion or things like that, which is amazing. We found some people are implementing in drones, for example. And we found some security companies looking at that as well. So it's phenomenal, you know. It solves main problems for many people, and we make it easy to access for also through our website and the tools. And people are experimenting, and we're gonna see more and more adoption of NDI outside of the broadcast and pro AV in education, health, security, pretty much everywhere. And some of our product and innovation also going to help some specific use cases to solve their problems. And we'll see a faster adoption as well there.
It's always great to see those things where, you know, hey, we built it to do this. And then suddenly someone comes back and you're like, whoa, that's new and different. That's pretty cool. Let's expand on that, because those folks are smart too.
Yes. You know, it's the beauty about NDI that it's not only a video protocol over IP. It's the way it's transmitted, the packaging, but also it's about the devices knowing each other, the identification and discovery of devices. And all this technologies, it really enables too many things to be done with it. So you can start by transporting video from A to B, that done, check, we did it. But then it goes beyond that. If camera A and camera B and switcher A and PC number 4, they all talk to each other and they exchange data, there's a lot to be done then. So this is the beauty about it. It's not only a video transmission thing. It's way more than that.
Very cool. That's also some of the stuff we've been looking into. Also, we get requests from clients all the time. Tarif, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us today and talk about, you know, NDI. It's, you know, it's everywhere. It's exciting, and it's really great to have a chat with you. And congrats on the new role.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure always to be on your podcast. And thank you again for your passion for NDI, and thank you for all your viewers and followers as well who are curious to know more about NDI. And they can always reach out on our website or any place, and we're always active talking to our community. So thank you so much.
Thanks for watching Broadcast to Post. Please make sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive future episodes. Follow KeyCode Media on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to receive news on additional AV, broadcast, and post-production technology content. See you next time, folks.